Well, we got a big eclipse coming November 19th of 2021. This is a lunar eclipse. It's the longest lunar eclipse, I think, in history, you know, as far as I know, or something to that effect. It's a long one. And it will be viewable something like from midnight to about 3 a.m. Mountain Time, which is where I am in Arizona right now. So it's going to be a long eclipse. Some say this one's going to break things. Others believe eclipses herald change. One YouTuber actually says that the world is actually going to end November 19th at about 2 a.m. Mountain Time in the U.S., and Jesus is going to come back at that moment. And I respect these people that actually say it's going to happen at this time and this date. So they may be crazy, but at least they're giving you a date of the return of the Savior. So we're going to talk about change in Lunar Eclipse Radio Podcast 1027, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, it's a morning podcast, so let me get a sip of coffee. Usually I do these at night, so it's weird to do one during the day, but just happened to work out that way. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast and sharing and favoriting on social media, especially LinkedIn and elsewhere. Also, if you are looking to listen to the Bob Davis Podcast, you can listen to them on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Audible, and Amazon. So Alexa and all that. Also, you can listen to the Bob Davis Podcast right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. I have streaming audio up there, and if you go to a podcast and scroll down to the bottom, there's a player, and there are also 300-word blogs with outbound links to topics of interest to that podcast for every single podcast, going back to podcast 1B. So you're talking about a huge blog and everything else at thebobdavispodcast.com. Also, if you want to give me a shout out or donate, you know, $5, whatever you can do, then you just click on the big yellow donate button right under the picture of mobile podcast command, and that helps keep this thing on the road. So I really appreciate your listening and your contributions as well at thebobdavispodcast.com. So one of the things we're going to talk about in this podcast is the economic situation, which is basically inflation. And people who are traveling are, if they've got any kind of a rig, you know, we are all looking for trying to save money. And I'll tell you, my experience is that even a little bit of money that you save accrues over time, and it's really valuable. So I want to turn you on to privacypost.io, because one of the things you can do if you are on the road is get your rig registered in South Dakota and get your legal business address in South Dakota because of the tax advantages to South Dakota. So privacypost.io is available to do virtual mail service, and they really specialize in South Dakota residency, legal business address management, and privacy trustee management. And they do great mobile data. I've talked a lot about my tools that privacypost.io administers for being able to send data up and do what I do from the truck, and they're really peerless. So check out privacypost.io. They can save you a lot of money and make your life on the road a lot easier. Privacypost.io, or click on the Privacy Post banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. I am in Quartzsite, Arizona, and actually stopped down here until Thanksgiving Day. Got something planned for Thanksgiving, which is always an interesting thing, because when you're a nomad, you know, where do you go and who do you see and what do, and where, you know, all of that. And I don't particularly want to drive all the way to Virginia or Minnesota, especially at this time. And I'm going to talk about that in this podcast as well. So I have a little something planned for Thanksgiving, and I'll keep you guys informed on that. I like it here because it's warm. And this is a rare daytime podcast in mobile podcast command, because it's kind of cloudy out there and it's a little dusty, and I didn't want to drag all the microphones and everything else out to be outside and then have to deal with wind. One of the things about the West, and I've talked about this a little bit, is that there's just this constant wind, And yeah, like I, inside the truck, I can control conditions a little bit, and I can open doors and close doors and things of that nature if I have to. So yeah, I am inside Mobile Podcast Command. It's a beautiful day, overcast, an unusual overcast day here in Quartzsite, Arizona, which is the nomad mecca. And as I have often talked about, I am in a campground, which is basically BLM. It's free. And there's a wide swath of these campgrounds heading all the way down to a county campground, which is in a little town about 20 miles down this road. And then about 6 miles down the road is Quartzsite, which is a really cool town. Quartzsite is a gas. It is. And I've had a chance now to kind of experience it a little bit, and not during the big RV rally, which happens here in January. This is kind of the beginning. People are starting to filter in. When I got here 3 weeks ago, I was pretty much the only, there was me and my friend Big O down the way, and his friend, and those guys were kind of camped out over there, and it was me and them, and there was nobody else here really. When I got here, and now people are starting to filter in. But this is on Route 95 south or north, depending on which way you're going. So this is kind of a waypoint for people with really expensive big Class A's and fifth wheels and stuff to kind of hang out, because you can get in here easily, and it's a gravel field, so you don't sink down in the sand or anything. And this is weird for me to be stopped down this long. And it's interesting, because I realized that one of the reasons that it was a problem before was I had to use the truck to charge the battery. So I had to run the truck for 30 minutes with the power takeoff in order to fully charge the batteries. And they really don't deep charge. Now I got 120 watts of solar, you know, in a suitcase panel that opens up, and I can put that out there when it's really, when there's no clouds. And it will deep charge the batteries to about 13.8 volts, and it is wonderful, because I can sit here for days, and either I have to run the PTO, which I did today, because it's cloudy, or I just plug in the solar, and I'm good to go. So it's unusual for me, and if I'm in somebody's driveway or at somebody's house, I feel like my skin's crawling at some point, because A, I feel like a burden, and B, I just want to get moving. Well, the thing that changed that I had to reorient to is the price of fuel. And some people would say, well, what's the difference? You know, certainly I have seen diesel fuel this expensive before, not out west, because I wasn't out west, but back in 2014 and 2015 and 2016, when I would go out and cover news events many times in the Midwest. Cheaper fuel a little bit in parts of the Midwest because there are cheaper taxes. You come out west and you get into, especially on the 10 or the 8 or these big freeways, that the interstates that go to Los Angeles, which is only about 190 miles or so from here, and they jack the fuel price up. And I think they also add taxes to it. So finding cheaper fuel, and I've talked to friends that say diesel's below $3 in the Midwest or in Texas or in Louisiana, whereas here it's a little elevated. And so my plan to deal with that is to travel shorter distances and to hang for longer periods of time, which I have to adjust to, both from a creative point of view in terms of creating content for these podcasts, as well as just psychologically to not traveling as much. What's really cool is that I've kind of found a little bit of peace just kind of hanging out in Quartzsite. So I'll stay out here for 5-6 days, eat all the food and everything else, and then I go into town and do my laundry or whatever, and you see the same people. Like, you see all the people that you're camping with in the laundry, or you see them at the grocery store, or you see them at the gas station, or wherever, whatever you have to do, or the weird, RV supply places. So just very quickly, Quartzsite is one of those places that I hope, and somebody told me this week, boy, this place is going to blow up, you know. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be so sad, because I'm sure it's great for the people in Corte that own property and everything else. But this is one of those little Arizona towns on the way to Los Angeles that's just this dusty, low-slung steel building, a couple of neighborhoods, mostly gas stations and weird businesses like Solar Bills, or these places that you buy water, you get 5 gallons for a dollar. You know, places like that that are really cool, unique, you know, hard-bitten, you know, hard-scrabble businesses that over the years have developed to serve basically RVers or truckers, because that's the only people that basically came here, as far as I know. Now, they got a whole history, but I don't want to butcher it, that has to do with this High Jolly thing, which I think I explained in last year's podcast. But so they've got sort of the trademark of Quartzsite is camels, but the whole draw of Quartzsite is that it is a mecca for nomads, primarily because of the Bureau of Land Management lands in Quartzsite and to the west of Quartzsite down the highway a little bit. And for years, nomads have been coming here because it's warm. This little corner of southwestern Arizona stays warm all year, pretty much. Now, I was here in January last year. I mean, during the day, it's like 69, 70 in January. And then it goes down to 40 or so at night. And you might need your heat, but not really if you have a sleeping bag. Now, it's like during the day, it's 85 to 90. And I don't know what it is year to year, whether last year was a cold year or not, but I was camped out at the campground in Quartzsite, where I believe they shot Nomadland. These campsites are way out of town, and they're a little bit more. So the campsite in Quartzsite, the BLM thing in Quartzsite, needs some attention. It's dirty. There's crap laying around everywhere. People just throw things out there, and it's, you know, it's not. This is way more pleasant here, and it's the same experience. It's a gravel, you know, this is volcanic rock that's turned into little tiny rocks and gravel and stuff, and then there's some sand roads in and out, and this is a different kind of group of people. So that doesn't mean I have a problem or I don't like the people in town. It's just that is not a pleasant experience in terms of just... When I was there, I've been there twice, once in January and once in the spring. I think it was April or May. May have been April. And there were so many flies, it was just awful. And I hate flies. Out here, it's way more manageable. So it's so dry that if you pour water, the flies appear out of nowhere because they are searching for that water. That's what they want. And in the spring, they're just almost uncontrollable. So that's a little bit background on Quartzsite. But Quartzsite itself is, you know, the laundry yesterday. I was at the laundromat yesterday. And as far as I know, there's one laundromat, unless you want to go to the truck stop. And met a bunch of people that were, we all were talking about how people think we're crazy. And we're talking about some of these people. I met a woman, two women that had real big, nice Class A's. And they were in there doing their laundry, and we were talking about, so they're nomading in luxury. They're glamping, so to speak. And then my friend Big O, he started talking to me, and that was really cool. Dude, I looked up your stuff. You speak the truth. That was great. And so hello to Big O, who is actually about 100 yards, you know, to the north of me in the same campsite. And they've been there for a while. He has a minivan, and he pulls a trailer with a minivan. It's just hilarious. But anyway, that's the thing. And we were talking about how everybody is crazy, you know? And I said, you know, they all think we're crazy, but they're the ones that are crazy. That's what I said. And they all started laughing because we all know what that means. So I don't care if you're a nomad and you're in a van, or if you're in a 32-year-old Ford, you know, Class B, or some kind of backpack camper, or if you're tent camping, whatever your situation is, and you're a nomad, well, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We don't feel crazy. People think we're nuts, but I don't feel crazy. doing this full time. I feel at peace. I feel a very high vibration, to be quite honest with you. And there isn't a lot of acrimony in terms of the conversations that you have. It's very high vibrational conversations about where people have been, tips on how to go into this campsite, or what this guy's doing and what that guy's doing and why they did this and why they did that. And that to me is really fun. And even the dogs out here, the camp host's dog and my friends that I met from Minnesota here as well, Jordan and Brian, they have a dog and their dog does the same thing. They're nomads too. And they said that their dog is just very interested in other rigs. And same with the camp host's dog. Both of these dogs run around and they want to come in your rig and see what's up. So that's one of the little bit of background of what it's like here. So it's hard for me because I have to adjust to this change. I have to adjust to changing how I travel and taking my time. And that is not, I would prefer to barnstorm across the country. But the purpose of this podcast is to talk about change. I kind of talked about it a little bit in the one-year celebration podcast, but I've been reviewing a year of permanent travel where when people talk about permanent nomading or permanent travel, we're talking about getting rid of everything, selling the house, and just going out on the road and living in whatever rig you have, and that's what I'm doing. And I make notes every now and then about observations, and as I review, I can really feel the change in the effort and the change in me as part of this effort. It's very hard to put it into words. That's the thing that I struggle with too. I would talk about it all the time. I think people get bored with it, but it's very hard to put it into words. So what happens is you end up becoming, your speech gets very florid and, you know, I start talking about all these other things because it's very hard to put how I feel into words. And I mean, I feel great. There's something about travel that eases the frustrations and even the anger, the deep-seated anger, the kind of anger that therapists talk about. You know, you're angry or you're sad or whatever, and you say, well, I feel great, but you don't realize the deep-seated anger that stems from quote-unquote normal life. Now, there are frustrations to life on the road. There are difficulties to life on the road, too. But quite frankly, a year ago, the idea of boondocking in Quartzsite for more than a week, and I've been here for almost a month, sitting literally where I am, wouldn't even occur to me. And I guess it hasn't been a month. It's been two and a half, 3 weeks, something like that. It feels like a month already, but, you know, it's hard to say why. And like I said, it's very hard to put into words. So in the second half of this podcast, we're going to talk about some wider changes affecting us all. One thing that is great about being stopped here in Arizona is I can throw down the mat and do yoga every day. And I do. And it's wonderful in the sun and everything else. But you may not have that option because where you are, it might be snowing. You're online all day. You're working from home or you're in an office working. And the thing is, you know, you need to get up and move, especially if you're used to working out, but you can't for whatever reason. Let me introduce you to BU. BU gives you a powerful toolbox to help you be your best self, as I have often talked about, right where you are. So if you're sitting at your desk, whatever, you can still be grounded, be centered, be calm, be stronger, be free, and be you all day long. So here's what you do. You contact BU Enterprises at buenterprises.com or click on their banner at the top of the page at the bobdavispodcast.com. You can get the toolbox that they have to help you do all that stuff for yourself or your team. And there's a Bob Davis Podcast discount. So when you get there on any package, just enter the letters Bob, B-O-B, and you'll get a 20% discount. BU Enterprises, click on their banner at the top of the page at the bobdavispodcast.com. Well, we all know about the containers. I'm going to talk about those and have been talking about the containers and all of that stuff. And one of the cool things about manufacturing in the United States is you do not have to wait for a container to get to the port off the ship and be trucked to wherever you are, because you're manufacturing in the United States. If you are considering American manufacturing, remember DepoStar, American design, engineering, and manufacturing. Visit the website at DepoStar.com, DepoStar, DepoStar.com, and thank you for your support, DepoStar, all these years. Well, I've been talking about social change and the end of an era and the beginning of a new era and all that for years. You go back years, and I did a series of podcasts called New Thinking, and I tried in the political vein to get across that things were going to change. And so I don't talk about it that much anymore. And the reason I don't is, generally speaking, I'm going to read a list of things that I am on, like white on rice right now. But I don't talk about it because these trigger people's, because these are words that mean different things to different people. But the fact is that I think everyone would agree right now that we are dealing with some volatility and some unpredictability in terms of economic conditions. I certainly go down the rabbit hole on YouTube of financial discussions and in terms of reading, in terms of social pressures and social behaviors as the result of this situation that we're living through. And so what I'm doing is just, again, observing, orienting, deciding, and acting on a day-to-day basis to cope with chaos. And I'm breaking through with the view from this side. And maybe it's a little more flexible for the nomad and from the nomad point of view. But as I said, we have difficult days too, and it's not any easier when you're dealing with, you know, the frustrations and concerns of the fuel and food and all the same stuff. The difference is we don't have rent, especially when you're sitting and camping for free. And that was part of my orientation and goal structure in the present time frame. So what I want to talk about really is feelings. We don't like talking about feelings. We want to talk about concrete things. You know, certain groups of people, when you start talking about feelings, they roll their eyes and, you know, I got to have, you know, this. And I know I've been there and I am there half the time. I go back and forth between, you know, operating in a complete creative feeling. I feel like this and I feel like that. And I'm picking up this vibe and I'm picking up that vibe to a, okay, so is this just your imagination, or is this real, or, you know, what are your metrics to come up with this concept that you have a certain feeling one way or the other? So I live in both worlds. But let's talk feelings, because, you know, we're living in what I would only describe as chaos. I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen. And I'm not talking about the average person. I mean, all of us who are average people, we know what it feels like. But in terms of feeling like this is not going to last, whatever this is, the inflation and everything else, you know, that's up to the people who supposedly know how these, the traders and the economists and the people who are, quote unquote, in charge of the levers, or think they're in charge of the levers. It just doesn't feel like it's going to last, whether it is the COVID thing, the GDP growth thing, the credit card debt, higher prices for food and fuel, things like that. The, you know, the metrics that we use, let me put my coffee down, that we use to try to figure out what's going on, and the housing prices and people losing their houses and all these other things that supposedly are happening. And those are just economic metrics. Because, and for me, it's bigger than that, because I'm operating on this feeling basis, because I can't know all the metrics. And I don't even know if you knew all the metrics, whether you would, you kind of have to look at what your intuition says. And it still feels bigger. And I still feel like I did in Snowmass when I did that podcast where I just said this just does not end well. It just feels like there's more chaos to come, which means more effort to orient, observe, orient, decide, and act, and just adjust tactically to the situation rather than trying to say, boy, I wish it was like it was 10 years ago, or why is this happening, or this is man's inhumanity to man, and this shouldn't happen, and that shouldn't happen, and things of that nature, and boy, somebody's going to pay for this. I don't know about any of that stuff anymore. All I know is what I have to do in order to function. And for me to spend $250 to fill up my tank every 3 or 4 days is just silly. So I look at this and I'm giddy because I'm saving a lot of money sitting in a free campground in Quartzsite for 14 days. And then I have to go someplace else, which is fine. So the only choice in this chaos, I believe, is to fully embrace it. And I realized for some time, especially the last year on the road, that embracing the chaos is actually what I've been doing. I'm very hard on myself. I always think I should be doing better, or I should be doing different. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. Why can't I function this way? Why can't I function that way? But, you know, I function how I function. And I do function on intuition a lot. And when I got to the point where it became uncomfortable and I was pissed about filling my tank up, and I'm telling, if you're a nomad and you're listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, we are dealing with higher food prices, and in some places, supposedly, and, you know, forgive me, the shortage thing is, I just don't believe the shortage thing. A, I don't believe when we talk about containers in Long Beach, I don't believe these companies want those containers to come in, because they know as soon as they put that stuff on the shelf, prices are going to start coming down. They would rather have shortages and say, oh, you know, we don't have any canned green beans. You know, that's why they're $3.49 a can or whatever they are. Or that's why meat is, you know, $19 a pound and that's what you're paying for and all this other nonsense. It's because they would prefer, I think, to have pricing power. That's what businessmen will tell you about inflation. Oh, there's pricing power. Well, that's ridiculous, because it literally eats people whole. And if you've lived long enough, you've seen that before and you know what I'm talking about. Inflation is really not good. And it also produces all kinds of strange behaviors, which I could do a whole podcast about. I'm not going to, but I believe we've had inflation. Well, we've had some level of inflation for a long time, or whatever you want to call it, devaluing the dollar and all this other stuff. And it produces very bizarre behavior, because people do not feel there is a tomorrow. And that only contributes to the chaos. So we're living in this psychological construct right now. And I'm very grateful to be able to be at peace, because I'm not part of that. You know, I'm in the middle of a field in Quartzsite, and I can go even further out into the desert if I want to. I can go to even more, you know, empty and abandoned places if I want to get away from all this. Everybody I've talked to that's doing the nomad thing, my friend Jordan said to me the other day, I had to go to Phoenix, and it was just crazy. Literally, the word she used was chaos. It's chaos. And I was just in Scottsdale for a week, 2 weeks, had a great time. But just, you know, trying to leave was ridiculous. And this is just, you know, this is just urban life, the way. So you have people who live in these urban areas who are really under the gun. And when we're out here and we have our house on our back and we're just riding around, and we can go over here for a while, we can go over there for a while. If we want to have a bunch of people over for dinner around the fire, we can. If we want to go talk to whatever, you have to do things like go into town and do your laundry or whatever, or take a shower at the truck stop. But that's half the fun. It's a whole different life. And there are frustrations, but there's always that high vibe. That's not what it's like in the cities. People feel under a great deal of pressure. And if this continues, you're going to see a lot of very weird behavior. And I'm just saying that's what you're going to see. Now, this eclipse, astrologers say, is very significant. And, you know, but one part of me just laughs at that, because aren't they all, you know, I mean, isn't every eclipse incredibly significant and everything else? They're all the blood moon, the wolf moon, the you know, whatever. And, oh, this is what it means. I don't know if they know what it means. But these kinds of celestial events do have a level of an impact. And I have been observing this for many years, and eclipses and full moons are just whacked. So we'll see what happens on November 19th, 2021. In the meantime, I am just going to embrace the chaos because that is what I've been doing for a year. And we'll see what happens. Got to tell you, one of my favorite Instagram feeds is 36 Lynn, the independently owned and operated community-focused refueling station at 36th and Lindale Avenue in the Lynn Lake neighborhood, South Minneapolis. Been going there for years when I lived in Minneapolis, and they have really turned that place into a great community feature. So, yeah, they are into the community, and they are into helping the community out, but they also have all of these great locally sourced products in the store. One of the Instagram feeds was about this woman that was talking about how great it was to find local honey, which is so useful for maintaining your immunity to local things. And they have it there. And I just think that is amazing. Plus, they have, you know, I'm a big fan of burritos and tacos and things like that. They have great food to go at 36 Lynn. Remember 36 Lynn next time you go through Minneapolis. They're right there in South Minneapolis at Lindale and 36th Street South. If you need a cup of coffee, whatever, they have great coffee. For more info on great 36 Lynn events, check them out online at 36lyn.com. You can click on their, you can go to Instagram, 36 Lynn, and you'll see their Instagram feed, which is just a joy. Or click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. So, chaos, full moon eclipse radio and potentially the chaos that ensues, or the chaos that ensues because of whatever reason, I'm going to continue to talk about it from this side, and hopefully it helps everybody. But we're living through a very tumultuous time. It feels upside down. I'm glad to be on the road during this period of time. But it's just, you got to find a little space where you can be calm and you can, be you. It sounds like a commercial for Be You, but it's not. It's literally someplace where you can just be without worrying about everything, because the worries are real. So thanks for listening to Podcast 1027, Full Moon Eclipse Radio, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Boop.
Spend it all, the have nots, money we make it, for we see it, you take it. Oh, make me wanna holler the way they do my life. Make me wanna holler the way they do my life. This ain't living, this ain't living. No, no, baby, say living. No, 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 no. Inflation, no chance to increase finance. Bills pile up, sky high. Send that boy off to die. Oh.